It's no surprise I won't be here tomorrow. I can't believe that I stayed till today.
Yep, it's all about surprises. Surprises that happen in October of an election year. Are you following this? I mean, this is pretty amazing stuff. And the question is, what's going to be the October surprise this year? Think about it. The Republican Party has gotten away with this for 50 years. The last Republican who was elected in an honest election was Dwight Eisenhower. And Dwight Eisenhower ran on a platform of peace. Jacob, why don't you dig out that Eisenhower peace clip? This is, you know, when in 1952, and Dwight Eisenhower was running for president, we had the Korean War raging in the Korean Peninsula, and it was a very unpopular war. Harry Truman had declared the thing. It wasn't even a legal war. Congress never declared it. And Eisenhower, the Republican, the guy who had been the supreme Allied commander of all forces in Europe, the guy who, along with the help of the Russians, kicked Hitler's butt, Eisenhower ran for president with this ad.
He has met Europe's leaders. Has got them working with us. Elect the number one man for the number one job of our time. November 4th, vote for peace. Vote for Eisenhower.
A paid film.
Now, that was his campaign slogan. Well, actually, there were two. I like Ike and vote for peace, vote for Eisenhower. And he won. So the only Republican in the 20th century who actually, well, in the second half of the 20th century, who actually won a legitimate election, ran on as an anti-war candidate, Eisenhower. And then we get Richard Nixon in 68. As LBJ is, Lyndon Johnson is president. He's not running for re-election. Instead, his vice president, Hubert Humphrey, the former senator from Minnesota, is running. Good guy, very progressive. And it looks like he's going to win, except for this thing called the Vietnam War, which is like a chain around his neck. In fact, it produced these riots at the Democratic Convention in Chicago. If Johnson can end the Vietnam War in the fall of 68, Humphrey will win in a landslide. If he doesn't win the Vietnam War, then Nixon will win. And Nixon and LBJ had cut a peace deal with the South Vietnamese, and Nixon inserted himself and blew it up. And just last year, the LBJ Library released this tape.
Here's the latest information we got. The agent says that they just talked to the boss in New Mexico.
Uh-huh.
And that he says that you must hold out. Just hold on until after the election. We know what Chu is saying to them out there.
Yeah.
We're pretty well informed on both ends. Now, I'm reading their hand, Everett. I don't want to get this in the campaign.
That's right.
And they oughtn't to be doing this. This is treason.
I know.
This is treason. Hold off until after the elections. Don't give a peace deal. See, LBJ had this because, you know, he runs the CIA. It's part of the executive branch, and they were wiretapping Nixon's phones. Or they were wiretapping, actually, the South Vietnamese's phones. And in comes a phone call from the Nixon campaign. So Nixon won by keeping the war going and causing the death. At that point, about 5,600 Americans had died in Vietnam. When we were all done, it was over 56,000 or 52,000. I forget the exact number, but it's over 50,000. So over 40,000 people died as a result of Nixon stealing that election. And then Reagan was running against Jimmy Carter in 1980, and it looked like Carter was going to beat the pants off him. Carter was way ahead. Nobody took Reagan seriously. He was a right-wing crackpot. He had these weird theories about supply-side economics that made no sense to anybody. But the Iranians took the hostages 1 year to the day prior to Election Day of 1980. They took the hostages in November of 79, and they kept them right up to the election. And Carter tried a failed rescue mission, and he had people around the country praying for them, which politically was probably suicide because it emphasized the issue of the hostages. Instead, like when Reagan was president I think it was Al Qaeda. I'm not really sure who was responsible for it, but somebody blew up the Marine barracks in Lebanon and killed a couple hundred Marines. Reagan just didn't talk about it. He just pulled our troops out. Said that's it. Manage the news cycle, you know. But Jimmy Carter didn't do that. Every day they were out talking about the hostage crisis because he thought he could get it resolved. He thought he could work something out. Little did he know that Bill Casey, Reagan's campaign manager, had said, if you'll hold the hostages until after the election, we will sell you parts for your American weaponry. We'll do it via a third party, via Israel. And in fact, there's plenty of evidence on the record that Israel was supplying them with American weaponry. You know, we were doing that in 85, 86. Now it turns out it was 81. Why? Because 81 was when Reagan was sworn into office in February of 1981. So what's the October surprise going to be this time? Oh, and then in the 2000 election, of course, the October surprise was down in Florida. Jeb Bush knocked 87,000 African-Americans off the voter rolls to produce a really tight election. And then when the tight election looked like it was going to go Gore's way, they got their buddies on the Supreme Court to say, oh, no. I mean, you read Bush v. Gore. The conclusion of the court was that to count every ballot in the state of Florida would cause irreparable harm to George W. Bush. That was the finding. It's right there in black and white. So Nixon won in a corrupt fashion. Reagan won in a corrupt fashion. And Bush Sr., of course, following on the back of that. And Bush Jr. won in a corrupt fashion. Republicans can't win elections if they don't steal them. So what's it going to be this time? Is it going to be that they're going to set up the debt ceiling debate again? They're going to do it so that it has to be revisited in September, October, November of next year? That's one possibility. Do they have something in the works that we don't know about? Another possibility. Some conflict with another country? Any ideas? 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.